Here's the key to this message. Whenever a tripwire goes off in our life, and I'm going to give you 10 of them in a moment that I think you need to think about. Whenever a tripwire goes off in your life, I think we should ask two questions. One is, what's God's intention? What's happened? What is God's purpose in this? What is God teaching me through this? What ought I learn through this? And the second one is,
from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Coming up, Dr. Randy continues his teaching on tripwires for your life. Now to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt. And you know, that second question I'm going to get to in a moment and answer that for you. And then we'll begin over these next several days to take you through these top 10, these 10 tripwires in our lives that can be very important and life-changing and something that can protect you as well. We'll get to all that here in just a few moments. We'd love to connect with you if you have a thought or an idea. Maybe you've learned about tripwires in your own life and put some in place in your life, in your marriage, in your financial life, in your own personal life. I'd love to know what they are. Tell us what they are. You can share on our Facebook, Facebook.com/intentionalliving, or come to our, you call us and tell us on our comment line. Love to share those as well. 888-888-1717. Come to our website. A lot of helpful information there at theintentionallife.com. If you're not a part of Facebook, come and join in. We're posting regularly a lot of helpful, you know, things that point you to Scripture. We're giving you things behind the scenes of what's happening with the ministry and so on. So come and be a part of Facebook. We'd love to have you be a friend. Get to meet you there as well. All right, let's get on over to the studio and begin day two on tripwires for your life. Joseph had a tripwire when Potiphar's wife approached him sexually. And that was a tripwire. Wake him up. Of course, he'd well prepared for that moment, but it was a tripwire. What am I going to do? See, he brought him out of a sense of autopilot to something I've got to decide. Paul, what was the tripwire for Paul getting knocked to the ground? Saul, knocked to the ground. There's a tripwire, right? What am I going to do? Laying on the ground. Here's God himself through Christ, you know, challenging my life and my direction. You think of Peter. Peter's tripwire, I think, was many things in his life, but certainly when he was on the boat and all of a sudden the fish are coming in because Jesus is with him. And what are you going to do with this, Peter? Come follow me. I'll make you fisher of men. And in all of our lives, we've had tripwires, haven't we? And some of them have been ones that we didn't want. Others of them have been positive in our life, but we all have them. And I wrote on the board here, and I say to those of you listening on CD today, here's what I believe. Here's the key to this message this month. Whenever a tripwire goes off in our life, and I'm going to give you 10 of them in a moment that I think you need to think about. Whenever a tripwire goes off in your life, I think we should ask two questions. One is, what's God's intention? What's happened? What is God's purpose in this? What is God teaching me through this? What ought I learn through this? And the second one is, what is my intention? What am I going to do about it as a result of that tripwire? If God is using these 10 that I'm going to share with you to shake us or wake us up, then I think these are two profound questions for intentional living. What's God's intention and what's my intention? One is an inside job, isn't it? What's God's intention takes us deep into our spirit, takes us deep into who we are as a person, takes us deep into this sense of our values and are we connected with the Holy Spirit? Are we letting God speak to us? And the second one is, as a result of that, what am I going to do? That's the intentional living. That's the you've heard the message I've taught, be before do, right? Be before do. And this is sort of this, be before you do. What's God's intention? And what's my intention? And I think as you answer those two questions to these 10 tripwires, I think we can gain something in our lives. Now, as I was thinking about these 10 tripwires, there are two kinds of tripwires I'm going to talk about. One is a tripwire that's external, things that happen outside of us that just happen as a result of the dates on the calendar
or situations that we have really no control over, but boom, God intends for them to be used in our life. There's another set of tripwires or things that happen inside of us, emotionally, relationally, and so on, that I think that we can use. Now, we could probably come up with 1,000 tripwires, right? So to be intentional and bring it down to our intentionals, right? Every month we try to have an intentionals, 10 things. Here are 10 tripwires. Are you ready? All right. Number one, and the first four are what I call external. These are things that happen. We didn't create them, but God wants to use them in our life. Number one, and these aren't in order of priority, but just as they were coming to my mind and heart. The number one tripwire I think as Christians we need to have is communion. Communion. That's kind of strange. You're thinking about that. Every month, maybe in your church, you have communion. Some churches every week you have communion. Some are more formal, some are less formal. But you think about the fact that Jesus, through the Apostle Paul, brought to our awareness that we should never forget coming together as believers for communion. It's a tripwire that goes off. In our church, it's every month. You get there, there it is. And I see people during communion sometimes, they just go through it, they get through it, and they're out the door and going on with their lives. And others see this as a spiritual tripwire in their life. Listen to what the Scripture says about this. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That's a very serious matter. Have you ever been in church and communion was offered and you let it pass by because your heart wasn't right? I have. We take it almost as a ritual sometimes. See, it's almost part of a service. It's on the checklist of things, the songs, the worship, the preaching, and then all of a sudden there's the communion, and then we can go. Isn't it interesting that God knew we needed a spiritual tripwire that on a regular basis, weekly, monthly, whenever it is, as we get together as a body of believers, that we stop and examine ourselves? That's a tripwire, isn't it? Am I worthy to take this?
You're listening to Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in a moment to continue his teaching.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional parent. One of the battlegrounds for many kids and parents is church attendance. When a kid gets to a certain age, they are feeling their oats and feel like they can just look mom and dad in the eye and say, I'm not going to that church anymore. Well, what's a parent to do? What do you do with a 12, 13-year-old kid who says, I don't want to go to church anymore? Well, there's a couple ways you can do it. You can look them straight in the eye and say, honey, listen, I know you don't like church. I appreciate what you said about the pastor's message just last Sunday. I didn't care for it either. But I'll tell you the truth, as a family, we don't ask you to do a lot of things in life, do we? But going to church is one of those things. So with all due respect, get ready. We have to leave in about 20 minutes. Now, that's one way of handling it. There's another way of handling it, and that is, hey, don't even wake them up. Don't even wake them up. Go to church some Sunday. Make it a day. Come home at 5 o'clock. Oh, my goodness, what's going to happen when you come through the door? Where you been? Where you been? Been at church. Church. Church is over at noon. It's 5 o'clock. When are we going to eat around here? I'm starved. Oh, that strawberry pie just finished me off. Don't even mention food. Don't even mention food. See, there's more than one way to skin the proverbial cat, isn't it? But you know what? The bottom line is, you can make your kids go to church. But you can do it in a fun way as well. Jesus never beat anybody over the head. So don't pick off where he left off.
Learning to be intentional will help you to live intentionally, which will have a profound influence on your life and even those around you. When you become a monthly member, Dr. Randy's teachings will help you to be a more intentional parent, a more intentional spouse, and you'll get a better understanding of what God wants to do in your life. Join today, and as a monthly member, you'll also receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which contains autographed copies of Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the Intentional Living Wristband. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's teaching CDs. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4.
Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
Have you ever been in church, and communion was offered, and you let it pass by because your heart wasn't right? I have. We take it almost as a ritual sometimes. See, it's almost part of a service. It's on the checklist of things, the songs, the worship, the preaching, and then all of a sudden there's the communion, and then we can go. Isn't it interesting that God knew we needed a spiritual tripwire, that on a regular basis, weekly, monthly, whenever it is, as we get together as a body of believers, that we stop and examine ourselves? That's a tripwire, isn't it? Am I worthy to take this? Not only is he saying, am I worthy, but he's also asking the question when it comes to communion, do you believe this? Do you really believe that the body and blood of Jesus Christ saved you for all of eternity? Think about the power of every month stopping or every week stopping and asking that profound question to be shaken out of our lethargy and out of our routineness in our life and ask that question, am I worthy? Well, none of us are worthy. We know we're none of us are worthy. It's because of God's love that we can even get to heaven, right? But to be able to take communion, and I would challenge us to use communion as a tripwire, like a date on a calendar. Wakes us up. Where am I with God? Where am I with Christ? Examining my heart. Should I pass this plate? Should I not participate today because I've got something wrong with another person, or I've got something between me and God, or something that's not right? I need to get fixed before I come and participate in communion. I think communion is one of the 10 tripwires. There's a second one. These are external. The first four are external. The second one is Sabbath. It says in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 10, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. I think it's a tripwire. God, you're going to see here as we talk a little bit how God orders everything in time and sequence. He starts the whole book of the Bible with, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he did it in 7 days, or 6 days, and on the seventh he rested. There's an order to God's pattern in life. 7 days in a week, 30 plus days or so in a month, 12 months in a year, right? So many days in a lifetime. God is a very orderly, intentional God. And when we get to the Sabbath, or for us, we would be Sunday, the first day of the week in celebration of the resurrection of Christ, celebrate on Sunday. But shouldn't Sunday be like a tripwire for us? You think about it. When we go to church, not just another activity, but when we enter into that place with the other believers to really be in a heart of attitude of worship, to be in a place to really examine ourselves and be trying to understand what God's will is for our life and to learn from the teaching and spend time worshiping the Lord together. In other words, every week as we get together, God commands us, do this. Don't forget the Sabbath. Don't work. Boy, has the world changed in that regard. When I was a kid growing up in the neighborhood I grew up in Western Michigan, on Sunday, everything closed. It was if it wasn't a sacred day to everyone, it certainly was a quiet day for everyone. Don and I were in Jerusalem, and the Sabbath came at Friday night, when the Sabbath at the sunset, to see this bustling major city in the world just go silent as the buses stopped and the traffic just subdued, and there was a sense of reverence in that city. And I think today we're so casual about these things. So as we think about tripwires, because I want your life to be, I want your life and my life to truly reflect the image of Christ. I want our lives to be better. And I think when we stop for communion, I think when we stop for the Sabbath or for Sunday to worship, that allows us to elevate into our minds that tripwire, that schedule, to stop and just get back to the basics. But we get so busy with work and then Sunday. Isn't there a song like that? Then Sunday came or something? Isn't there a song that talks about, and then there was Sunday? The power of Sunday. The power of the Sabbath. There's a third one. We're talking about tripwires. And as I was thinking about this, there's a third one that I think of. It's a tripwire when we fail to reach a desired goal. In your life, we all have goals. Could be a goal to have a great marriage. Could be a goal to have a business. It could be a goal to raise your kids. You know, we all kind of have goals, spoken or unspoken. And there's something about those moments of failure in our life when things don't work out. I think that should be a tripwire. I think that should stop and cause us to be shaken out of the autopilot and ask some questions about what just happened here. What is God's intention in this failure?
Boy, we're going to pick up from there and continue on tripwires for your life. And by the way, this is available as you share a gift this month with the ministry. If you ask for it, we'll send it to you. And a reminder for all new members, as you become a part of the ongoing monthly support of this ministry, you allow us to do this every day. And boy, we've got a new member kit that we're going to send to you, including our teaching for the month, plus two autographed books from our Intentional Living Center that I wrote. One, The Power of One Thing, how you can live intentionally and how it changes your life. And then Starve for Affection, a book for couples. Both very encouraging. Our gift to you as you join as a member today. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. It's very simple. Come to our website, theintentionallife.com. Click on the green donate button there on the homepage and sign up and be a part of the team. We'd love to meet you and greet you and thank you and welcome you to the Intentional Living Journey with us, okay? And then just before we move on to the rest of the program here, reminder that this Saturday I'm going to be in Phoenix, and I'm going to be speaking at the Calvary Community Church for a Hope Not Shame conference. They've invited me to share a couple times during the day. If you want more information, you can hook it up through our website at theintentionallife.com. Check it out. Looking forward to meeting lots of friends in Phoenix this Saturday.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Hello, my name is Ava. I wanted to speak specifically to forgiveness and what happens when there's been infidelity and forgiveness in your family. I was married 26 years. My husband was unfaithful to me, but I was faithful to him. And after 10 years of divorce and separation, our family scattered all over the United States. He is married to a woman he met on the internet who had been married 5 times before. In the interim of all of this, he has temporary custody of 2 of our grandchildren. And they live in San Diego. So about a year ago, the children were really upset, and I called, and he said, well, what do you think I can do? And I said, well, I don't know. Have you apologized to them, and have you asked them to forgive you? And he said, yes, years ago. And I said, and here's the meat of the message. I said, you never apologized to me. And I could feel his countenance change from 2,500 miles away. He said, Ava, I am so sorry for hurting you. I was a coward. There were things going on with me, and I should have told you, but I thought it would just be better for everyone if I just left. And the significant thing is, when he said that to me, all the ugly just fell to the ground. He started sobbing. I started sobbing. And we just reconciled. If someone has hurt you, forgive them. Forgive them right now. Don't stop another minute. Because if you forgive them, healing comes to you. It's the most amazing gift. It truly is. I wish you all the best.
Wow. What a story. Thank you for sharing that. And certainly keep in touch with us. Let us know how it's going so we can continue to pray with you. Today, as we think about tripwires, one of the tripwires in your life may be frankly, a stupid decision that you've made, or maybe the emotion that you're wrestling with from a decision that was made. And to use that, I always tell people, use your emotions as a fuel to drive you in a healthy direction. When the Bible says to us to be angry and do not sin, we see Paul talking about that in the book of Ephesians and the power of that truth. It's okay to be angry, but don't allow that to become sin in your life. At the same time, when you have a tripwire like the one you just heard, and boy, you want to reconcile or restore a relationship, I would really encourage you to be intentional, to make sure you get to the root issues, to get with a pastor or counselor, take time so there's not a repetition or a repeating of the same kind of unintentionality in a person's life. They think they're going to do one thing, and then the next day they go in another direction. So forgiveness, powerful. But in the process, make sure you're being intentional. I think there's an intentional forgiveness. We've teach that. And certainly we hope that and pray that for you. Thank you for sharing your story. If you have a story, tell us about it. 888-888-1717. Okay, Lisa is on the line. Welcome to the program. Appreciate your call today.
Thank you.
It says here you carried unforgiveness for 3 years.
Yeah, it was probably 3 to 5 years. I had two of my most precious girlfriends that were both in my wedding and both Christians and everything. And there was a falling out and with both of these girlfriends. And I was in church one Sunday, and the pastor was talking about what would you do? Because there was a lady in the congregation who had cancer, and she was probably only 22, and she had said that she had only 3 days to live. Mm-hmm. And so the sermon was pretty much on what would you do if you only had 3 days to live?
Right.
And
wow.
Immediately my heart went to these girlfriends, and I said, you know, I would hate to die and not have them know how much I love them and to ask their forgiveness. And I think a lot of times I was afraid to ask for forgiveness just because of their reaction. But I had to kind of put that aside and just say, Lord, this is the right thing to do, to do this, regardless if I got something back from them or not. And I'm telling you, God's grace was just prominent, and I had their forgiveness. And one of the girlfriends, I pray with her over the phone, and then another girlfriend, she's still in my life. So I think oftentimes we're fearful to ask just because of what's going to happen.
So you ask for forgiveness, or did
yeah,
you just
I ask for forgiveness
just to restore the relationship? And was that as
yeah.
difficult as you thought it was going to be after 3 years
no.
of ruminating about it?
No. No, and it was so freeing. I can't even tell you how freeing it was.
Yeah.
And it just totally freed me up. And I didn't realize how heavy my heart was until that moment after I got that freedom.
So even though you said they hurt you, you decided to ask for forgiveness for carrying that unforgiveness? Is that really what it was?
Right, because I was still part of it. It wasn't all
right.
their it wasn't all their fault.
Yeah, it never
know?
Is it?
Yeah. No, it is.
Yeah, a lot of. I'll tell you what we hold in our minds, Lisa, in our hearts. Sometimes we make things bigger than they really are, right? That's why we talk about little seeds that become big plants, and that's true in bitterness. It even talks about that having a root of bitterness, right, in our lives. Boy, Lisa gave you the model right there. Even if what does the scripture say? If someone has aught against you, even you go to them. It's taking that initiative, breaking down the walls, communicating. Beautiful call. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Our God is an intentional God, and there will be times when he does something very specific in you that will transform your life.
Good afternoon. This is Paul. Topic of today's show is life interrupted by health. I don't know if my life was interrupted by health, but by an injury. September 20th, 1985, I fell off the side of one of our dump trucks. Subsequently, several multiple knee surgeries, back surgery. You know, I mean, I hurt myself pretty bad, and I was actually forced to retire. I really didn't want to. I was a young man in my 20s. I had 3 children. I'd recently bought a house. I was not a very nice person for a while, particularly when the 20th of September rolled around. Well, as time passed by and I started to, you know, refocus my life, get right in my life and not blame anybody, particularly myself, God, for my situation, certainly. I think I received my recognition for my efforts when on September 20th, 1999, our little daughter called and said, "Daddy, I just seen the midwife. Rick and I are headed for the hospital." Mom and I, we're on our way. We'll be there. It's the 20th of September, and that's the one day a year that I still want to be crabby and grouchy. We get to the hospital, and our granddaughter, Kaylee Michael, was born. And everybody took their turn holding her. When they finally handed me my granddaughter, I looked at her face, and all I could do was say thank you. And everybody's like, "Grandpa, we thought you'd say a lot of things, but why'd you say thank you?" And I said, "Y'all don't know what day it is, do you?" And then they're like, "Oh my goodness, today was the 20th. And I said, "Yep, today was the 20th. But it's not a bad day anymore. And it's never been a bad day since, and it never will be. That's the day my granddaughter will be born."
Wow. The tears are okay, man. They're okay. Isn't that, you talk about tripwires. I find that sometimes a date can be a tripwire. It can be a tripwire for something good. It can be a tripwire for something that brings back bad memories. But in that case, the birth of that precious granddaughter, been there with you, Paul. Understand the power of that one. That's great. You know, we're here at the end of the program today. We have more on tripwires coming up in the next few days. A couple of things coming up in the next few days as well that I'd like to invite you to think about, pray about. One is this Saturday. I'm going to be at Calvary Community Church in Phoenix. I've been invited to speak for a conference called Hope Not Shame. And these folks have a passion to teach and train on what does the Bible teach about emotional and mental illness and how to encourage people. And it's going to be a great day, and they've asked me to come. I'm going to talk about the power of one thing. I'm going to talk about your mindset. Cynthia Hyatt is a counselor in the area. She's going to be speaking as well. It's going to be just a great day. If you haven't registered for that or know much about it, I think there's a link right at our website. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Do they go to the highlights or go under events, Steve? Okay, highlights. Go to highlights and you can find it there. Secondly, I'm going to be teaching. My wife and I are going to be at our Intentional Living Conference for Couples, Intentional Love, in San Luis Obispo, March 24th. And boy, I hope you'll get tickets for that. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. And thanks to those of you who've been calling or going online, joining in monthly support, becoming a part of the membership family. We have these great gifts that we're sending to you, two of our best-selling books from Intentional Living and Ongoing Teaching every month. It's all there at theintentionallife.com. Tomorrow we continue Tripwires for Your Life. See you then.